This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. United Arab Emirates President Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan will pay an official visit to India today at the invitation of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. The visit is expected to provide an opportunity for the two leaders to further advance the India-UAE comprehensive strategic partnership and exchange views on regional and global issues of mutual interest. This is Sheikh Mohammed's third official visit to the country since becoming UAE president and his fifth visit in the past decade. Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has accused the Congress Party of misleading the people of the country on the Viksit Bharat G. Ramji Act. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi today, Mr. Chauhan said under MG Narega, the rights given by Congress existed only on paper. The minister said 10 crore of assets were created under MG Narega, of which 8.5 crore have been created under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Mr. Chauhan said 25 crore people have been lifted out of poverty under the Modi government.
Instead of 100 days, a guarantee of 125 days of work has now been provided under the Viksit Bharat Gram Yojana. This does not give only the right to the work. It also makes it mandatory to pay an unemployment allowance if work is not provided within a 15 days. Earlier, the rights exist only on paper, but now efforts have been made to strongly implement them on the ground. This law will be implemented across the entire country at the same time, and no Gram Panchayat will remain outside its scope.
The minister said priorities have been given to SC, ST, women, disabled and the poor in the Viksit Bharat G. Ramji Act. In Jammu and Kashmir, after a night-long halt, security forces resumed the search operation with the first light of the day today to track down terrorists believed to be hiding in the upper reaches of Kishtwar district. Akashvani Jammu correspondent reports that the operation was launched in Sonar village near Mandral Singhpura in the Chhatru belt yesterday, leading to a gunfight that left 8 soldiers injured, primarily due to splinter injuries caused by a sudden grenade attack from the hiding terrorist. The operation was suspended late last night in the challenging terrain marked by thick vegetation, steep slopes limiting visibility and movement. The filing of nominations for the election to the BJP national president will take place this afternoon at the party headquarters in New Delhi. As per the election schedule, scrutiny of nomination papers will be conducted between 4 p.m. to 5 p.m., followed by the withdrawal of nominations, which will remain open until 6 p.m. this evening. After the completion of the nomination process, polling, if required, will take place tomorrow. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today paid homage to freedom fighter Parvati Giri of Odisha on her birth centenary. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that she played a commendable role in the movement to end colonial rule. She said Parvati Giri's passion for community service and work in sectors like healthcare, women's empowerment and culture is noteworthy. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Home Minister Amit Shah has extended the wishes on the occasion of Raising Day of the National Disaster Response Force, NDRF, today. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that the country extends deepest appreciation to the men and women whose professionalism and resolve stand tall in the moments of crisis. Meanwhile, Mr. Shah in a social media post said that the NDRF plays a significant role in realizing the government's resolve to build a disaster-resilient country. He further saluted the martyrs who sacrificed themselves for the safety of others. Deputy Prime Minister and Foreign Affairs Minister of Poland, Radoslaw Sikorski, will meet External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar in New Delhi today. In a social media post, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said that engagement of Mr. Sikorski are focused on furthering the strategic partnership between India and Poland. Mr. Sikorski is on a three-day visit to India. Benchmark domestic equity indices Sensex and Nifty were trading over 0.6% down during afternoon trade today. The Sensex slipped 540 points to 83,030, while the Nifty dipped 171 points to 25,523 when reports last came in. On the sectoral front, realty was dragging the most, followed by oil and gas and media, while services and FMCG were bucking the trend. And that is the end of this news bulletin.